Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 6, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here once again with the beloved Antoine Bergeron.
Hello! Welcome back!
Yeah, it's been a while. I still have bits of me falling off, but it's not leprosy, so it's okay.
Yeah, at least it's not leprosy.
Though from the pictures, you think it might be.
I could. Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway, yeah, it's good to be back. Yeah, it makes me sad when I don't get to do the news with you. I always feel like I'm letting you down.
Makes me sad too, but Steve filled in.
He did an admirable job. He did an admirable job. Yeah, Steve's a good guy. You know, it keeps him up past his bedtime. Grandpa Steve likes to go to bed, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, so. It's a great sacrifice he makes for us, and we appreciate it. All right. And Yom still sucks. Okay. So, starting this week, let's see. We got the, as always, we have the regular news releases, and then we're going to go to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. It's a pretty short week.
Yes. So I might have been severe in the...
The trimming the
threshold.
Fat?
Yeah, trimming the fat or the... The threshold for this week.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, sometimes you just got to treat it like you treat Yom, you know?
Like you treat Yom.
Yeah, exactly. Minimal contact. You know, keep it simple. Keep it short. Keep your sanity.
I'm sure he was not that sad that you left for 2 weeks.
He doesn't listen to the news anyway, he said.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, we love our Yom. He's a good guy. He's nice to... He's nice and takes all these insults I throw at him, so I can't complain too much. All right, so let's get this started here. First up this week is a miniature we can't buy. Soda Pop Miniatures, Tusk Raider.
So this is a special release of... Is a dwarf riding a walrus for Super Dungeon Explorer. Mm-hmm. So it's a single mini hero coming with the cards. Right now, it's backordered. They are out of stock, but they are already in their second production batch. So they will be coming back in stock later this month.
That's good.
Isn't cheap, though. It's a single mini, and it's $40 US.
It's resin. It's probably a fairly... Even for a chibi, it looks to be pretty big because the walrus is big.
Oh, yeah. Their cavalry are usually on 50 mil bases. So, yeah. It's a big model, but for a board game hero.
Yeah. It's obviously a more painting piece than anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, it's sold out. There's going to be more coming this month. If they'd done it in Kickstarter, you'd have to wait 2 years to get it.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So, really, it's, you know, kudos to them. People can't see me rolling my eyes over the internet, but yeah, I am. Yeah, lovely model. Like you said, a bit on the pricey side. I kind of hold a grudge against Soda Pop, but they make nice stuff. Hopefully, I'll be able to get these back into stock soon. And yeah, you know, I know this is at the end of the month. Let's hope it works out. All right. See, I'm also keeping my threshold high this week. A little bit of my. A little bit of my animosity slipping through there. Next up, Darky Angels Models, the Scarecrow.
I think it's a Spanish name. So, explain the angles instead of angels, probably.
Oh, is it Darky Angles? And I just misread it?
It's supposed to be G-L-E. Or...
No, it's how you wrote it. I just misread it. Darky Angels Models.
I think it's Dark Angels, but in Spanish, maybe. I'm not too sure. The site is hard to read.
Yeah. But this model is wicked cool. Very very Slender Man look.
Yes. So this is a Wizard of Oz Scarecrow in a kind of Tim Burton way.
Yeah. No kidding. It is creepy as all get out. Yeah.
So this is a bigger model, 1/32 scale. Comes to about 60 millimeter high. It's also a limited edition, so only 50 copies available. So if you are interested, come take a look.
Soon, yeah.
The casting is done by Big Child Creative, the company who do the Sailor Orcs, I think.
Yeah, they're doing. Actually, they're doing the bus for
the new bus for Wonder.
Yeah, for Wonder, for Pentacult. So yep. That's pretty awesome.
So the quality should be pretty nice for the casting.
Good quality casting. And it's a super neat model. It definitely captures the creepy scarecrow look. And the concept art for it is pretty cool. And it seems the model really, really follows that concept art. And it's 61 millimeters tall, because that's quite large. And it's a pretty reasonable price, €2,250?
Yeah.
He is slim, but it's still a pretty big model. That seems very fair. All right, next up, Mad Robot Miniatures, the Gilder.
So this is a single model. It was done they have Yak Tribe Forum. So it's a community project. They were voting on, all the forum members were deciding on what to sculpt and the variants and everything. The models makes me think of a mix between a Baron Harkonnen.
That's exactly what I thought.
What's the name for the Space Explorer in 40K?
Rogue Trader?
Rogue Trader, yeah. Mix between a Rogue Trader and a Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah, I can totally see that. It's cool looking. A lot of details. It's a little busy for my taste.
Yes.
But it's
yes,
a cool looking model. I think someone could have a lot of fun painting that. Do we have a price point? Oh, $10.
Yeah.
Is that 10 US?
Yes, 10 US.
How can you go wrong, right? For a 28 mil resin model, very reasonable price. I think it's definitely going to appeal to some people. I can see this being used as an Inquisitor even in 40K. Yep. Or something interesting for like 40K RPG. I don't know. It was pretty cool.
And with all the medals and stuff like that, it could be used as a lieutenant or something, a colonel in the Adeptus Arba. Not the Arbites, but the Imperial Guard.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they're called now.
Astromentarum. Yeah, the Astromentarum. A High Command model or.
Or even Imperial like Navy.
That. Yeah, too. So, yeah. Bunch of options.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, next up. Speaking of Astra Militarum, Wargame exclusive, Imperial Soldier Female Brave Commissar.
So this is a female Yarrick in everything but name.
That's why I was like, I couldn't place it. But yeah, that's...
And maybe the reason you couldn't place it is there are two different hands available. So you could have either the Power Claw or the Power Fist. So depending on where it was when it cycled through the image, you might have just the Power Fist thing.
Yeah.
But there is also a Power Claw available. When you get the Power Claw and the Commissar piece, yeah, it's female Yarrick for sure.
And you know what? It's not super boobilicious. Which is what we come to expect from Wargame Exclusive. It's kind of what they do.
Yeah, but we were saying the same thing last week with Steve. Most of the more recent releases have not
less
been
like
that.
Yeah, they're less pin-up and more like serious proxy.
Mm-hmm. Does she even have the cybernetic eye?
Yeah, she has everything.
Like Yarrick, so...
I mean, I think she's got the power corset, but, you know...
Yeah.
So, in theory, you could probably paint that all as armor and it wouldn't show.
Yeah.
Because she's got like the collar above the corset. So I think her boobs are open air and the rest of her is armored.
Mm-hmm. I think it's up to your choice. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's well done. I like the cybernetic leg too, with like the kind of high heeled hoof thing going on.
Yes.
It's a different look. This is a really nice model. €14.99. You know, and Wargame Exclusive. We've got some stuff from them. They make gorgeous models. I don't know where those models are now that you purchased for me.
As usual.
I went looking for them recently because I was like, oh, I should put that together and paint that. and I can't find it anywhere. I put it somewhere safe so I wouldn't lose it.
Yeah. It's lost. Not lost. It's misplaced.
And here it might as well be lost. Yeah. Because I decided I wanted something palette cleanser, right? So I was going to paint some Sisters of Battle. And I thought this, you know, I could slide in my Inquisitor on motorcycle that we bought, but it didn't happen. So instead, I just had to paint 30-odd trenchers as a palette cleanser.
Yeah, palette cleanser. Wow. Palette killer. Killer, you mean?
Well, it's different than painting Grimkin, right? So hey, you know what? For the amount
Didn't you paint Oloman? Isn't it about the same thing?
Not really. Okay, kinda. But I was thinking about it. The amount of models I've painted in 2018 is crazy. It's more than one a day. So I'm doing okay this year.
Yeah, you've painted more models in the last 2 months than I paint in a whole year.
Now, the quality is not necessarily the same or anywhere near, but...
yeah, still.
And they weren't even for me, most of the models. Or half
what did they say? Quantity is a quality of its own? Or yeah. Something like that? Yeah.
I should post some pictures of that stuff. Some of the things I did... we'll segue here. So I painted a Grimkin army for a buddy of ours, and some of the stuff I painted came out really, really nice. It looks like I spent a lot of time on it. I totally didn't, but it looks like I did, so I was pretty happy with that. The basic troops are not one of those things that look like I spent a lot of time on it. The monsters came out much better, but that was a lot of painting in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Anyway, so Wargame exclusive, bye-bye-bye, awesome model. Bye now. Next up, DGS Games, Eclipse Sisterhood for Free Blades.
So this is a new faction for Free Blades. I think we mentioned the Kickstarter when it was running last year.
I think so. So
it's now out in general release. A lot of the miniature were only concept arts during the Kickstarter, so it's nice to now see all the model in their final form, even painted. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a female rebellion against one of the main empire in the game, trying to emancipate and being able to run their own stuff. It's a re-patriarchal empire. So it's one of the smaller factions available in the game, and it's out now.
Yeah, and there's some nice models here.
Yeah, and they're usually pretty cheap.
They are $650 US for a regular 28 mil. And the cavalry, who's riding a giant salamander, I guess?
Yeah, something like that.
$19. And they're nicely sculpted women. They're not half-dressed. I can see this making a great... I mean, obviously, great for free blades, but I can see it being used for... what's the Frostgrave spinoff? We actually talk about something for it later on.
The island Archipelago, one. Something in Arpica.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Ghost game. Archipelago.
Yeah. I'm totally seeing this being used, these models, for that. That would be awesome. Yep. They fit the theme totally. I think those are very nice looking models. It's nice to see well-proportioned women. Doesn't happen often.
With clothes.
With clothes. Well, some of them are a little scantily clad, but it's not
but it's not
slutty. It's just we've been fighting for weeks and we have not had a chance to kind of find clothes. So I can understand that. All right. So I think that wraps up our regular news releases. And now that takes us to Kickstarter and crowdfunding. First up.
A small project.
Yeah. Monolith Board Games, Batman, Gotham City Chronicles.
So this is a miniature board game. You play heroes or a villain in a 2-4 player. This is exclusive to Kickstarter. It will not come to general release. So it's probably a way to reduce the cost, and because the cost would probably be crazy going to retail.
You mean for the license or?
Both, probably, and also. It being a license and maintaining it in the long run would probably cost a lot more. So doing it one shot is probably easier license wise.
Yep.
And just being in general release, you have to, like, you really, you know, you work in retail, so the base cost would need to be a lot lower to go through a retailer, distributor, and everything. So that way they can, a bit like GKR did, the game was pretty cheap, or not GKR. There was another another game. The gang that did the League of Legends, they released a board game also in direct sales from them, and not going to general retail because that way they could cut some of the percentage. And offer,
Riot did that?
Yeah, Riot did a game a year or two ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So, but okay, so Batman. It's kind of a decent-style board game. One player is playing the villains and running the scenario, while the others are playing the different heroes, going through the and fighting against, trying to resolve the scenario. There is also an expansion that lets you play it more like a skirmish game, with one guy playing the good guys, a group of good guys, and another a group of villains.
Yeah,
so you actually have the two versions, but that's an add-on if you want that extension.
Yeah, and it's important to remind people that Monolith has a track record with board games. They released the Conan board game.
Yeah,
that has been hugely successful, and
the latest release of Mythic Battle Pantheon.
Yeah, Mythic Battle Pantheon. And looking at the components to this game, first off, the Conan miniatures were excellent, and it seems that these follow suit. The miniatures look extremely well detailed for board game miniatures.
Yeah.
And looking at some of the mechanic stuff, it seems like they've taken a lot of stuff from the Conan board game. Like the dashboard and stuff they're using looks very, very similar. The dice look for, like, it looks a lot like it, which is good because the mechanics were solid for Conan.
Yeah, I haven't played either Conan or Mythic Battle, so I couldn't judge on that.
Yeah. And I totally wonder how compatible this is, because I think it would be hilarious to have Conan and Batman running around on a board together. just saying. Could happen. So let's look at the numbers here. So the basic pledge is $140. That gets you the one copy of the game plus all unlocked stretch goals. For the low price of $320, you get the board game, the stretch goals, and two expansions, the Batmobile add-on, one copy of the 1v1 player version called Versus, and 15 dice. So, big price tag, but a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There's already a ton of stuff in the base game, so the expansions are just adding a ton more.
Yeah, that's exactly what Monolith did with Conan, too. And, you know, it shows that people kind of remember that they've made a good product. They were looking for...
And it's Batman.
Yeah, exactly. this ain't no pansy Superman here. This is Batman. No. So they're looking for $500,000 US, a cool $500,000. They are currently at $2.6 million US. So I think this will fund. There's 25 days left to go. So unless the end of the world happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Saturday, March 31st, 2018. Suivant next. Underestimated Games Limited. I love that name. Purgatory, the Next Testament.
So this is the second Kickstarter for Purgatory. It's for the release of the Refugees of Religion faction, which is a group of what looks like either ex-nuns or expatriated nuns. I'm not too sure. Most of them are female, led by an angel, and they all weird... Plus decent fluff of Purgatory. So, nice stuff. There's seven miniatures in the base pack, and gets you everything for the faction before unlocks and stretch goals are added in the mix.
Okay. Yeah.
There's also a variant of the pledge with a fluff book.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at the pledges now. They have a lot of different pledge levels. So the entry level pledge is £55.
That gets you just the miniatures and four 10 more you get the miniatures and the rules.
Yeah, so accept the differences. Okay. And then you go to 90 pounds, which gives you the game box. So it gives you all the tokens, dice, templates, etc., etc., etc. And it just keeps going up from there, topping out at the 140 pound mark. So let's see. They were looking for 9,250 pounds, and they're currently at 4,039 pounds. So they're a little less than halfway there, with 26 days left to go. And if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Sunday, April 1st, 2018. I don't know if I'd want to have my Kickstarter ending on April Fool's.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
That seems ominous. All right, next up. North Star Military Figures, Snake Men Kickstarter.
So this is like the I've done with a lot of the releases for Frostgrave or other project from North Star. It's pre-order that they are doing on their own site, not through Kickstarter or Indiegogo. But as the total spent goes up, they are unlocking extra goals, what they call spend goals instead of stretch goals. But it works the same. So you pre-order your stuff, and if a lot of people pre-order, you get extra free minis.
Stuff. Yay, free stuff.
The core of this one is their plastic multipose kits, snakes men, lizard people, serpent men. A lot of variant names available in the page listing.
Yep. And they look pretty cool.
Yeah. A lot of options. The box comes with 20 models, enough parts for 20 models. But they also have a second pledge that includes that and all their metal specialists. So 14 more models on top of your 20 multiples ones.
Yeah, so the basic box set is a $20 pre-order. A 20-pound pre-order, I should say.
Yep.
And then the one with all the metal and plastic is 63 pounds. So 43 pounds more. So it's a pretty big jump for those 14 extra guys. But they are metal.
Yeah.
And then it goes up from there. It's funny how every pledge level is a different snake. There's the adder level, the cobra level, the mamba, the python, the anaconda. It's very impressive. And right now they're at 6,300 pounds. So they've unlocked their first stretch goal, which is a metal model of Kortiki, who are wooden men. And then they're approaching their swamp zombie stretch goal of 8,000 pounds. And the pre-order ends March 22nd. All right. What's we got next? Gaspiz Arts. Kick-ass Cossacks fantasy football team.
So the mandatory Blood Bowl proxy team of the week. This one for Russian or Cossacks. They're Eastern European, usually inspired. So yeah, well, you have a really not masculine. Yeah. What's his name?
Manly?
Yeah, mainly figures with big mustaches, fur, and even a giant bear for your big player.
Well, you have to have a giant bear.
Yeah. It comes in different variants. So you can have it bear, or armored.
Armored? Why don't you have anything else? Come on, jeez. And there's still a lot of stretch goals to unlock. The models look really cool. I think they really captured that kind of Cossack flavor. I mean, there's a whole lot of tropes here, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, these guys look really, really nice. They got pictures of all the greens. So it's not just renders, which is always nice too, because you kind of get a better idea what you're going to get. And what do we have? So the full team cost is 79 euros. Is that the full team? That's 8. That's 7, 15, 16 models. Yeah. So full team, 30 millimeter. Metal, 79 euros. Hard to go wrong. That seems like a very reasonable price. And you also have the option of getting the whole thing in resin as well for the same price.
Yeah, depending on your preference or material.
Yep. So let's see here. So they're looking for 4,000 euros, and they're currently at nearly double that at 7,947 euros with 20 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should fully fund on March 26, 2018. And last on the list, Bad Seed SRL, Insidia, Miniatures from the Wastelands.
So Insidia is a turn-based video game. I'm not sure if it's out or still in production from Bad Seed. However, the creator of Bad Seeds are really big fans of miniatures, either a miniature gamer themselves or at least liking the medium. So they decided to take out of the video game the main characters and get them in miniature form. So you can get the six main characters in either 28 millimeter or 75 millimeter scale for painting, collecting, whatever you want to do with non-game related miniatures.
Yeah. So the game Insidia actually launched on February 27th was the official release day.
Okay.
So it just launched. And it's a very neat art style, very kind of Overwatch-y, like it's cartoony.
Mm-hmm.
But stylized cartoony, like I like it quite a lot. And if the models look as nice as the render, they should be pretty cool. They're not necessarily very cheap though, right? 20 euros for a single 28 millimeter model.
Yeah, however, the group option is a lot better. You can get all six for 75. So yeah. That's almost 50 euros of rebate.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. Even the three one's not bad at 50 euros.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they also have 75 mil versions for 40 euros, which is pretty pricey, but also very large. All right. So let's look at the numbers here. So their goal was 10,000 euros, and they're currently at 1,881 euros. So they got a fair ways to go, but they do have 23 days left to do it. So if they hit their target number, this Kickstarter will fund on March 29th, 2018. And that is that, Antoine. We've completed another week.
Yes.
All your hard work has come to fruition. Well, mostly you. I just blab a lot.
That's a big part of the work.
I blab and I edit. You do all the hard part.
That's also a big part of it.
Editing us is easy. Just two people is super easy to edit. So when you start getting big groups and everyone's talking on top of the other, that's more of a problem. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Yeah, so I guess I will see you next week, Antoine. Pleasure as always.
Hopefully you keep your skin on and you can record it again.
Well, if my kids will stop bringing stuff home from daycare and trying to kill me, I will be here. My word. All right, so I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.